Welcome. Welcome to Featured Creatures.
I am Class 2 Alan.
I am, I guess, Class 4 Alex.
I know you don't have your mic, Alan. Is there any way to get a little bit louder?
Yeah, I can be closer. How about that?
A little bit louder. Perfect. Now.
Perfect.
And a little bit louder now.
Not you. You're loud enough.
No, I want to change my answer. I want to be the Isley Brothers.
Well, that's why I don't have my camera on. My clothing is too loud.
Okay.
I'm bringing back polo shirts and bolo ties. I'm bringing back polos and bolos.
I gotta say this is probably gonna ruffle some feathers. But in the old days at Knott's Berry Farm, when it actually mattered, there was that thing where like the mascots, the Snoopies, would come out and they dance and stuff. You know what I'm talking about?
I do. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then they say, "Oh, they're gonna go away," and you're supposed to be like, "Yeah," be excited about it. And I was not happy. I was actually very mad because I wanted the Snoopy mascot to dance. And then they just do the Isley Brothers shout song, like that's supposed to be okay. The cast members go out and mime shout. But then, like, the Snoopy flies on the little red bear and the stuffed animals. Like, okay, that's kind of what I want. I was very disappointed. I don't think I've ever recovered. I think that's why I didn't listen to music.
Because you associated music with your robbery of the Peanuts characters?
Yeah, but mainly the big Snoopy.
I see. You know, honestly, that makes sense. See, like, it's crazy. I remember as a kid seeing all those, like, the like theme park commercials where they'd have, like, the mascot character riding rides.
Yeah.
But the wildest one I remember is, like, seeing Fievel from Fievel Goes West just like on rides at Universal Studios.
Like that world doing stunts.
That'd be crazy. Is it Fievel on the jet ski? He's just in the show. Like I know that you've seen Captain Eeyore, Alan. I know you know what Captain Eeyore is.
No, I do know that, yeah.
I'm just imagining the Waterworld stunt show, but just also with the various Universal mascots. You could do it now with Shrek. Shrek could be the smoker. Not the smart. That's like the regular villains. Garrett, you know this. What's Dennis Hopper's character's name in Waterworld?
Oh, the Deacon.
That's right. Yes, Shrek as the Deacon. That'd be crazy. The donkey's the guy like polishing up the eyeball repeatedly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is Piglet awesome. The guy that his entire job is to live in darkness and measure the oil?
You know, yes. But no, all I was going to say was, if it's at Universal, that means that Jack Black as Po, the Kung Fu Panda,
can be the airplane.
Can also be the guy riding the airplane. Yes, exactly.
Beautiful.
It writes itself.
You gotta shove Woody Woodpecker for that representation.
That's crazy.
Entire Latin American.
Is Woody Woodpecker Latin American, or has he just been reclaimed?
He's been reclaimed. Yeah, my mom said that was the big one. And it's true. When my grandpa came here, he bought all the whiskey.
That's so weird because now. Now it's friggin', what's his name? It's Top Cat. It's Don Gato.
Top Cat? I love Top Cat.
Like, I know this sounds crazy, but there are, like Central America-only Top Cat movies.
Huh.
It was wild. It's like the Saint Seiya of Western animation. That's the best way that I can describe it.
So
yeah, that's the people always ask about Mazinger and Don Gato.
This is a big episode.
Well, we've already got a few Dogmen discussed.
I completely agree with that statement.
This is our first Sasquatch episode.
I mean, I can appreciate being Sasquatch adjacent.
I think, though, I'm gonna hold this for a couple weeks. We're gonna release things that we record after this before this.
Okay.
So we can have this be episode 200.
Okay, I agree completely with that. So everybody listening right now, you've got the inside track.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, we're at like 192. Let's see, actually. We're at 192. I have two episodes in the bag, not counting this, so we're six away. All right. So today's featured creature is Sasquatch types.
So it's internally controversial, because I immediately don't agree with the classification system.
I found two different classifications, or lists, of Bigfoot types.
Okay.
Which one do you want first? The one that made you mad, or the other one I found?
Well, you know, go ahead, Alan.
I want you to explain your thing.
We should do the other one, so we can see if that one stirs up even more controversy.
Okay. This one looks more like it's breaking Sasquatch into, like, types of, like, one is skunk ape, one is like Sasquatch, one's the Yeti.
So it's more like almost more regional.
Yeah, it's like kinda.
Well,
there's,
yeah,
there's some weirdos on this list.
So, I mean, they're all weirdos, but okay.
So this is 8 types of Bigfoots.
I feel like when Shefton gets mad at things, he can't let it go.
From,
and then he goes back.
ShadowSquadron.com.
I can let things go.
I don't know. Garrett, cue the episodes.
I was expecting a sound effect. see him reach back as though doing something.
Did it not play?
No, I didn't hear it. Maybe it did, but it just, you know, the connection or something.
Did you not hear Toxic?
No, I didn't.
How about this?
This is that crazy
noise. No, yeah, I didn't hear that one either.
Maybe. Weird.
Well, either way, it's a 50-minute
episode now. So, yeah.
Roll tape.
Like I said, this is 8 types of Bigfoot from ShadowSquadron.com. I can't determine what this website is. Because under Shadow Squadron, it says movies, conspiracies, travel, and heavy metal every week.
Well, I love that idea. There's a lot of crossover in there. Oh my god, there are like Sasquatch noises in my house right now.
See, that's what's crazy. Uh-huh. Is it
you just hear random thumping and Bigfoot growling.
First one on this list is Sasquatch. Says its own name's pretty much interchangeable with Bigfoot, but I disagree.
Really? Why do you disagree?
To me, Bigfoot is the singular entity caught on camera by Patterson and Gimlin. Like, that's Bigfoot. That is okay. A proper noun, Bigfoot, for the individual Sasquatch.
Okay, so that it's like the Moby Dick.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's the thing.
Yeah.
Where Sasquatch is the species.
Yes.
Okay. Alright, I guess I don't know that I agree, but I can understand what you're saying. Because, the Patterson Gimlin footage is often called Patty.
Yeah.
Spelled all kinds of crazy ways.
Yeah. Well.
Irish style and American style.
Yeah, okay. I get that.
But I could see both ways, is all I'm saying.
Especially if the rest of the things on this list are also Bigfoots.
Yeah.
So, let's see. Like, skim this shit. According to Native American legends, they're thought to have crossed the Bering Strait along with people and other animals. Generally considered to be a spirit of the forest, but they're also reportedly on rare occasions as physical creatures. That was...
I mean, that's a pretty spot-on description, I guess.
Yeah, I guess it's a little off, but yeah.
I mean, that's like generally like the Northwestern style, like the Pacific Northwest style Bigfoot, right?
Number 2 on this list.
The Pacific Northwest.
It's just like Gigantopithecus.
Wendigo.
Okay, yeah, nope. All right, immediately into the controversy.
Is a Native American legend about a spirit that manifests itself in the form of large animals, often as a Sasquatch.
Citation needed on this.
It is said to have an insatiable hunger to devour mankind. And true to legend, whenever it is reported to show up, unexpected and violent deaths follow. Oh my, it is an example.
It's like got a skull for a head and everything. Or when it's that upside down extra monster.
Motherfucker.
That's a class 5.
Yeah, that's a class 5 okay. Bigfoot, but we'll get there later.
Okay, alright. Just the class 5 is the wrong creature.
Some
class
say... Some say it's a vengeful spirit, while others claim to have encountered an interdimensional being. But either way, it is an example of a Bigfoot, or a Bigfoot relative, that is from out of this world.
Is it like the Wendigo Tourism Board wrote that one?
Skunk Ape, number 3. Skunk Apes are almost exactly the same as Sasquatch, with a couple exceptions. First, they live in bogs and swamps of Florida rather than the forest and mountains. Second, they stink. But all Sasquatch stink.
That's what I was going to say. There's some of the most famous, Bigfoot footage. There's a lot of talk of people smelling stuff long before they see anything.
The stench has been associated with methane-filled bogs, but some say it comes straight from the beasts themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's like a cow.
Maybe.
It's basically nonstop.
Maybe because they're eating too much grass.
Oh, that bug.
Or,
well, it's either grass, or I don't remember what the third one is.
Well, the third one is the
I'm
grass
sure
man.
Going down on it. Oh no.
It's another name for Sasquatch, but more specific, Grassman resides only in Ohio. Hold on.
Oh no.
Hold on. I'm gonna read I'm gonna read this whole sentence again. Cause there's no punctuation after Ohio. I'm gonna read this sentence exactly as written. Grassman resides only in Ohio and some neighboring states. So maybe not only in Ohio. They feed mostly on livestock, but also hunt in the Appalachians and eat plants from the forests.
I mean, does that imply that it's not hunting livestock?
No, because you don't hunt livestock. You just go pick it up out of the pen.
I get it's like the same as just like you're foraging for whole chickens and goats.
Yeah, I go hunt for my chicken at the Walmart.
Yeah, well, but I mean, surely there's like an intermediary step, right? Like going to the friggin' barnyard is not the same as going to the local supercenter.
I mean, it depends. Actually, or the Kroger, honestly, if you're in Ohio. It depends. It's just as different as getting like the Foster's pallet of drumsticks or like the rotisserie chicken. It's the same level of work to get like disassemble and get what you need.
I mean, like,
yeah.
I cannot agree with that. I really wanted to just to move on. I cannot agree with that. I feel like that's so unreasonable. Like a live chicken covered in feathers and dirt, basically the same as a friggin' Zacky like chicken with the giblets separated bag.
Yeah, it's straight up the same as making the choice between do you want the Foster's picnic pack or do you want the fucking rotisserie chicken? It just depends on how much work you want to put into it.
I'm just imagining Sasquatch is in line. Sorry, Grassman, just in line to get his friggin' Costco membership card.
Nah, he's at the Piggly Wiggly.
Gotta get that pallet of drummies. That pallet. Ah.
Because he doesn't want to fucking rip it. He doesn't want to snap its neck and defeather it. He doesn't want to put that much work.
No, see, that's what I'm saying. It's clear. It's a step removed. But, okay, look. I will agree it's not exactly hunting. But holy.
So, number five.
Well, that's the Grassman of Ohio. No, but this brings up a very good point. I think Chef did not let.
Oh my God. I just. This is audio proof of me letting it go.
I want to put this to the compendium and redo the episode with Garrett.
It just implies. Hey, that one played.
That's weird.
That is weird.
How about the last one?
Zoom is.
Do you hear
Zoom
this
is...
one?
Textbook worm! Oh, it's Warren Zevon. No way. Grassman arguing about his return to the eye.
Number five, right? We're on number five. Yeti.
You wrote it.
The Bombal Snowman.
There's a long way to go. I
saw a Grassman drinking a pina colada.
The Grassman at Kroger's.
He's Russell. I don't know what sound a Grassman makes. I mean, I know he's supposed to be a Bigfoot, but the visual I have is he's a grass man.
Some say Yeti are the original variety of Bigfoot.
Now we're getting
the granddaddy of them all.
And the others diffused and evolved from them. They are characterized by white or yellowish white fur and a stockier build.
I'm cutting the episode.
Well, yellowish fur?
Yeah.
Is this new? I've never heard of a Yeti with yellow fur.
You know how a polar bear's fur is like kind of yellow?
Oh, it's like white blonde. It's like Ric Flair hair.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Does the Yeti flare flop?
It does make sense. The Yeti's call is woo.
This is gonna say it's just chopping trees. Woo. Yeah, this checks out.
They are often confused with the Arctic variety of what the fuck. They are often confused with the Arctic variety of Sasquatch, which has a similar color but found in the far north of North America.
Okay.
Is that on this list? Six. Here's six. Yaren is another mysterious ape-like creature rumored to inhabit rural southern China.
Okay. But not India.
It's weird. It says that this article says that they're more closely related to the North American Sasquatch than the Yeti. Even though they're, like, a country apart.
Yeah, like, that makes no sense. Well, I mean, okay, hypothetical Bering Strait, so I'll give them that. But still, like, they're right next door.
Yeah.
Like, that seems pretty unreasonable to me.
They're known to be malevolent to humans and even to eat them. And there are legends that Chinese travelers in the mountains wore tubes on their arms so they can slide out of them and escape when Yaren captures them.
Wore tubes on their arm.
Yeah, I like the idea of escape tubes.
Holy moly. I looked up a picture of the Yeren Bigfoot.
Yeah.
This guy's a friggin' Ewok, dude. He's kind of awesome.
The one I'm looking at like just kind of looks like an extra jacked orangutan.
Yeah, are you looking at, like, the one that I'm looking at, the one that I see?
I'm looking at the photo of the one on shadowsquadron.com.
Is it, like, a real photo?
No.
Okay, it's somebody's artistic.
Yeah.
Well, I found one on Cryptid Wiki, and it's just he's, like, sitting on a branch, like, with a Chinese, like, pagoda thing in the background, and it looks kind of awesome.
Oh, fuck yes. Right. Number 7.
It looks like an airbrush on the side of a van art.
This one is extra fucking stupid.
Oh, that's my favorite kind of Bigfoot.
I don't even know how. Okay. Number 7. The Mapinguari, which you may, like, I've heard that name before. It's a giant, it's a giant fucking ground sloths.
Yeah. Okay, I like these.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's the discussion I was going to have later on, actually.
There's another possible Bigfoot relative living deep in South American rainforest. Some say it's humanoid, while others describe it as partially bipedal bear-like creature with sloth claws. Whether it's a Bigfoot relative or remnant of scientifically accepted explanation is might be a giant ground sloth, which was previously believed to be extinct. It's like having a bear on this list. Like, it's a Bigfoot.
I agree completely, actually, with your assessment there. But I do think it's interesting to consider because, like, when talking about skunk ape, for example, I was going to ask about this thing because, like, I remember, and I could be wrong about this, that, skunk ape usually is described more like just an ape.
Yeah, it's kind of just like a double-sized chimp.
Yeah, that it's not like... When we think, like, a Bigfoot, it's like a humanoid.
Yeah.
That it has more humanoid characteristics than it does ape characteristics, at least purely so, right? Whereas the skunk ape is like a gorilla. Well, is your description like a chimp, but still, it's like clearly an ape more than it is a man. So, like, that's something that I think is kind of, like, I guess what I'm saying is I think the list is already effed because it's just got a straight up gorilla on the list. So why not put a giant sloth on there?
Last one is the Yowie, which is Australian Bigfoot.
Yeah.
And then at the very bottom, there are others too. So I got lazy and didn't want to make a full top 10.
Yeah, and...
They're the Almas of Kazakhstan, the Orang Pendek of Sumatra, the Chuchune of Siberia, the Ebogogo of Indonesia.
The Ebogogo. All
right, so let's get to the serious shit. The actual
controversy.
Some shit from Bigfoot411.com.
See, now I actually regret going in this. See, because we should have... This is my fault. I'm going to take the heat for this. We should have gone through the actual classification.
And so then
we could classify these each of the last correctly. Ones? Yeah.
Well,
for sure.
Yeah. I think most of them would probably have been type 4, except for the... Wendigo, which is, I guess, technically a type 3, even though it should just be nothing.
As a type 0, type nonsense. Get
and,
out of here.
Yeah. Okay. So, I learned about the Bigfoot typings from a last podcast live show that I, like, had downloaded.
I thought you were going to say in, like, junior high school. I was going to be really impressed.
No, I wish.
Garrett got held back for 5 years.
Just 1 year.
That was 5. You heard last pod, you heard the first episode in 2009.
I think they started like 2011.
Garrett got held back for 8 years.
That's impressive, honestly, at that point.
Cool. I only got held back.
Taking the California education system for all it's worth.
Yeah, that's so, a great you want.
There are 4 types of big feats. Or Bigfoots is the actual plural of Bigfoot. There's type 1, patty-like flat teeth. There's type 3, chimp-like canines. Type 2, chimp-like canines. Type 3, snout or muzzle. And then type 4, when you, like, relic hominid. So, like, your regular Bigfoots, your wise man of the mountains. Your that one that we posted with the kind eyes.
Yes.
The kind Bigfoot.
Where are the cool guys that...
What? Oh.
I like them.
They're giants.
They were hairy, though.
They're the one where...
was a very hairy man.
where, like, they killed themselves because of the coming of Christ.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The very depressed ones.
Alright. So, so how many, this says, but I thought there was just one. Well, that'd be impossible. Living animals need a healthy breeding population. There couldn't be just one. How many are there? Unknown. Maybe 4,169.
Yeah, I see there.
Which, that is a link to an article. Corey Bradshaw, Science Direct.
Gary Bradshaw.
Minimum viable population size, a meta-analysis of 30 years of published estimates. It's like an 8-page, like, scientific journal article about population size, I guess.
Of, like, anything?
I don't know, man. You go to Bigfoot 101, Bigfoot types, and then click on the fucking number.
Because I can think of a handful of animals that exist at present where there's fewer than 1,000 individuals.
I can think of a species that came back from that.
Yeah.
Us.
Yeah.
Humans got down to, like, 40 or 50 individuals.
So immediately that sounds like baloney to me. Also, this, like, presupposes so much about the nature of Bigfoot, like what it must be.
Yeah. Guesses range from a mere 700 individuals to a whopping 100,000. The BFRO, I love BFRO, Bigfoot Research Organization, I think, estimates 2,000 to 6,000 individuals. There are good arguments for to as many as 10 times that amount. This sounds like a lot, right? Like we'd be swimming in Bigfoot? if there were, but consider this. Wow, mountain gorillas have an average home range of 8 miles squared. Neanderthal average home range was 20 miles squared, apparently. Grizzly bear average home range is 160 miles squared. If you're before Bigfoots need a home range comparable to that of a grizzly bears, then a country like the U.S. with 2.3 million miles squared of undeveloped mountain and forest would have enough land for 14,375 troops. That is 57,500 Bigfoot.
Okay. I mean, that, I don't know, that still doesn't seem like too many. For how, well, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Bigfoot types. The North American variations. So, type 1 Bigfoot. Type 1 Bigfoot is known as the Paddy type, or the classic Sasquatch, resembling a fusion of human and mountain gorilla. It boasts a robust build, broad chest, black hair, and gray skin. Reported hair colors include brown, auburn, cinnamon, and occasionally white. Despite its massive head, it's described as relatively small for its body. Some Type 1s develop a sagittal crest resembling a person in a hood.
A pointed skull.
Noteworthy features include a conspicuous brow ridge, a receding forehead, and eyes set deep, making them challenging to discern. The eyes, when seen, are reportedly proportionally wider apart than a human's. Type 1s exhibit a flat face, prominent cheekbones, a square jaw, and a slightly protuberant mouth. The nose, near human in shape, can be pug, or flat when forward directed nostrils. Among this type, the average height is 7 feet, 10, with some reported at 9.
Okay.
Huh. Estimated weight can range between 500 and 800 pounds.
That's a huge boy.
That's classic type 1 Bigfoot, like Paddy, or as I call Bigfoot, type 2 Bigfoot. Enter the type 2 Bigfoots. A more ape-like variation than their Type 1 counterparts, these creatures make appearances across North America, with notable concentrations in the southern regions. Possessing a bestial, man-like build, Type 2 features large eyes with expanded pupil dilation. The predominant hair color is often reported as black, though auburn, orange, and cinnamon have also been noted.
Everything from gorilla to orangutan.
Yeah. Slightly smaller than Type 1s, with an average height of 7 feet, Type 2s exhibit territorial behavior and a potential for aggression. Reports indicate a penchant for preying on livestock, particularly smaller varieties like goats and chicken. Their footprints resemble those of humans, but can also invoke similarities to known primates, notably chimps, orangutans, and billy apes. That actually, from watching a bunch of Bigfoot hunting shows, apparently there are, like, 5-toed and 4-toed varieties of Bigfoots, with, like, the lower toe number being way more aggressive.
That's weird. Like, are there any known primates that are 4-toed?
Not that I know of, no.
Yeah, that is wild. I mean, it seems like a lot of things started off with 5 toes. And, like, in a lot of cases still have, like, vestigial 5 toes.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's probably just not actual footprints.
just an orangutan with a dew claw. That'd be wild.
Type 3 Bigfoot. Meet the elusive Type 3. A mysterious blend of mandrill and human. What the fuck?
That's it. That's its, like, Grindr profile.
It says, okay, and then comma, reminiscent of the drill.
the little brevity there, the nickname.
Similar to Bigfoot, yet with a more primal aura. Type 3 exhibits diverse facial features, often portraying a sizable dog/bear/baboon face.
You know, anything in that general vicinity.
Yeah. Type 3s can reach heights of 10 to 15 feet, boasting oversized heads with a more monstrous-like ape appearance. Typically residing in mountainous areas, they descend in search of sustenance. Their fur, usually dark or deep brown, enhances their enigmatic charm. Notably, someone wants to fuck this thing.
I wasn't going to phrase it quite like that, but yes.
An account details a type 3... Okay, I thought it said... I misread that for a second. A type 3 account details a type 3 adorned with human, or with animal pelts. Human pelts would be fucking metal as hell, though.
That'd be kind of disgusting, honestly. Not really a fan of that.
While rare, claims of type 3s consuming humans, rooted in ancient legends, exist. Reports occasionally delve into the paranormal, noting glowing red eyes or close-range bulletproof attributes. In Dogman Encounters, episode 85, an ex-military eyewitness sees a bipedal canid, but encounters a captivating Type 3 tail.
Captivating tail?
T-A-L-E.
There's a little double entendre there.
Type 3 is a recent classification, previously known as Kukwiz or Gugwiz in some folklore.
Okay.
An ogre with man-eating traits. Explore this classification further in an interview with Brian Duke Sullivan on Sasquatch Chronicles.
I feel like I recognize that name. We've heard of Brian Duke Sullivan before.
I don't think we've brought him up because we don't do Bigfoot stuff.
I guess that's true.
Yeah, he's like in search of of Bigfoot. He's a Bigfoot guy.
Okay, he's into Bigfoot.
Type 4 Bigfoot.
He's a real squatch head.
Type 4 reports often originate from the north, northeast, and are already known as, alternatively known as early man Bigfoot, or the American Almas.
Okay.
Among the hairy bipedal humanoids, they epitomize a more human appearance, exhibiting traits reminiscent of archaic or prehistoric man, slightly leaner than type 1s. They maintain a substantial, well, muscular build. Picture a hairy... What the fuck is...
Oh, I think it says Brendan Fraser. We're talking about real Encino Man hours here.
It says a hairy Homo Heidelbergensis.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I just needed to, like, parse that out for a second.
Yeah, yeah, Heidelbergensis. Yeah. I know that guy.
As a reasonable model for
type 4. So I'm drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's.
Distinguished by less facial hair compared to the other types, the crown of their head may exhibit thinning hair or even baldness. Eyewitnesses describe type 4s. I know, fucking Bigfoot with just a bald spot.
Yeah, yeah. That's
it. To me, it's like the Arn Anderson of Big Feet.
Carl.
It's Chewbacca's dad from the holiday special.
His grandpa that's just watching porn.
Grandpa Itchy watching like prototype Star Wars ASMR, yes, and then also Jefferson Airplane. So you know, there's the 70s rock connection there.
Eyewitnesses describe Type 4s with.
That's why I can Jefferson?
I think it was before that, but I have heard people say that it's like this is when they became Jefferson Starship. But I don't think that's true.
It should have been in the holiday special.
It should be like Jefferson Falcon.
Half song,
Jefferson Millennium Falcon.
Half song, halfway through the song, they're like, you know what? Fuck this.
And Lumpy says in Wookiee speak, "What's an airplane?"
Shrywook, like, please.
Say, I thought that was the play. Oh no, you're right. Yeah. That's the language.
Yep.
Anyway, in Wookiee speak, he says, "I thought that was
the Wookiees from Kashyyyk speak Shrywook."
That's like the quick brown box. That's how you test your, that's how you test your sticky keys on your computer.
The Wookiees from Kashyyyk speak Shrywook.
They make their houses out of the Rosher trees and the Roar Woro and what have you.
So these bitches got mustaches sometimes.
Nice.
I like that idea.
Their heads are...
I know, mustache gang, rise up.
Their heads are round, not conical. And feature hooded noses, wider mouths, and square human-like teeth. Some speculate on hybrid origins. Part human, part novel primate. However, I mean, if Stalin couldn't make the Humanzee, no one can.
That's true.
So much maybe monkey cum.
I mean, they're known to be jerking themselves off, so it couldn't have been that difficult, is all I'm saying.
Yeah. Their skin...
What's that? What? No, go ahead.
No.
What's that horror movie with the orangutan like peeping on that woman? I know you know what I'm talking about, Garrett.
Maybe I need more details. I can't.
I'll see if I can find a weapon.
I mean,
first.
That sounds.
I forget, but I've seen, and it's like really unsettling.
Their skin appears pasty gray or black with a leathery texture. Some speculate. Well, no, However, despite similarities, there are no reports of Type 4s utilizing tools, a behavior characteristic of all members of the genus Homo. This absence raises intriguing questions about their nature. If they are human, even pre-modern, why the apparent deviation from tool use? Oh shit, you're right.
You say they're psychic. They have their telekinesis, exactly. I mean, I guess that makes sense.
Whoa. There's two more things on here that aren't typed.
Unclassified.
There's, Genosqua? Yeah, that's on here.
Genosqua?
Yep. The Genosqua, Cryptids Wiki said they're a subspecies of Bigfoot. Descriptions of the Genosqua vary, but common physical characteristics attribute to this cryptid include a large, hairy, and human-like appearance. It is often portrayed as more aggressive, menacing than other similar cryptids like Bigfoot or Sasquatch. Reports suggest that the Genosqua may exhibit behaviors that set it apart from other hairy humanoids, contributing to its distinct behavior. Accounts are often associated with folklore and legends of certain Native American tribes, particularly those in the northeast parts of North America. Genosqua is sometimes linked to Algonquin-speaking tribes, and stories of this creature are embedded in their cultural narratives. It just looks like all the pictures they have is just Sasquatch with, like, all sharp teeth. Skunk ape.
Boring. Well, when you put it like that, actually.
The skunk ape is a large, hairy, bipedal mammal that calls the Everglades home. Casting of their tracks confirm they have four toes. Male skunk apes stand up to 7 feet tall and can weigh more than 350 pounds. Females are considerably smaller, standing 5 feet, 6 feet, and weigh 180 to 250 pounds. Both male and females are covered in reddish-black fur. Most confirmed skunk ape sightings report an individual animal. However, increasing sightings reported claim to have seen several skunk apes traveling together. These groups are also known as troops.
Okay, I mean, that is what you call a family of primates typically, especially like chimps and bonobos.
Skunk ape sightings are reported throughout Florida. It is estimated between 7 to 9 skunk apes live in the Florida Everglades.
Seven to nine. Single digits.
These sightings suggest the highest concentration inhabit the Florida Everglades.
Okay.
Okay.
Horrible text.
Big Cypress National. Big Cypress National Preserve offers the best opportunity for researchers to locate skunk apes. Oftentimes, skunk apes are sighted in close proximity of large cities. In one instance, a skunk ape reportedly ran across I-75 in broad daylight. Hold on. There's a link to source by Dave Sheely, Skunk Ape Headquarters. Is there a site that can't be reached?
Of course, the government doesn't want you to know about this skunk ape traffic jam.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
There's a link. On this page, they have a Bigfoot family tree. And so I tried to open it to, like, look at it. It goes to a Dropbox, which, unfortunately, I have no account with. So I can't download it. And I choose not to get a Dropbox.
You're telling me you don't want to download strange files from some rando on a Bigfoot thing?
More like I don't want my shit to just be online.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's fair.
I save all my stuff on portable hard drives and flash drives.
Wow.
Yeah.
No Google Drive for either.
No.
Goddamn.
When my phone like auto made one for my Google account, like I had to like cut every fucking connection to it.
Nice. Garrett. Also, that's class 7, Garrett.
Class 5, me when I'm fucking done.
7.
Oh, okay, get the high-res JPEG. Nope. Download the PDF. Bigfoot types, global. This one seems more like the list we just previously read. There's three things on
big
it.
Big feet.
There's the Yeti, which has a link to read more. There's Orang Pendek, link to read more. And there's the Almas, which the picture they use is an
brothers?
Almas.
The Almas brothers.
This picture is insane. This one
posted in the chat. I want to see this insane picture. I want to go insane.
I can do that. Come on, hurry up. Hurry up, hurry up.
If I don't send this till I die.
Yeah. There we go.
We can't share it to the same people, okay?
Yeah, you can.
I call Matt first. Oh, hey. Oh, that's pretty good.
It's like Bigfoot trick or treating or something.
Yeah. Okay, this is saved.
That's a tall man, if ever I see. He's got kind of some Kappa traits going on, though, with that bald head.
He's just bald as fuck. Okay, yeah, those are our Bigfoot types.
Okay, I mean, look, my issue was purely the order of these big feet, because I feel like the proto-human should be first. That should be the type one.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
Ranked in order of closest to human to furthest from human. Does that make sense?
No.
Yeah, personally, I don't think the difference between... Okay. So it's basically extant human.
Yeah.
Like dog person.
Oh, okay.
An actual monkey. And then what people would think is Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Like, ascending. Honestly, the extant human and type 1 and 4 aren't that, like, really that different enough for me to think they need two separate classifications.
Yeah, I get the feeling with type 4 that they're meant to be more like the, like, wild people instead of, like, the, like, ape-man hybrid that we think of, if that makes sense. Because that's, you know, that's an increasingly popular theory for Bigfeet is that it's, like, some shamanistic culture or, like, shamanistic aspects of various cultures.
Or, like, during the Boggy Creek, the folk monster, where, like, that area was just... in the olden times, just had wild men come out of the woods and, like, give me some eggs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the type 4s are just... like, the Giant of Kandahar would be a type 4.
I agree, only because that's hilarious to me. The veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom there. The Giant of Kandahar.
Well, I guess that's it for our first dip of our toe into a Sasquatch Bigfoot shit.
The Sasquicinis.
Yeah. I guess, what's your favorite Bigfoot?
Are you asking me personally?
Yeah.
Well, I do keep wanting to go on about that video that I watched about the infrasound Bigfoot. But that story is crazy because it's like some boys go camping in the 70s and one of them goes missing and the rest run home. And then the next day, like, one of them is playing out in the cornfield with what his babysitter described as his troll. because I guess his babysitter thought it was fine that he was playing with a baby Bigfoot. And then the Bigfoot's parents are like 12 feet tall, like tall enough to reach into the like hayloft of a barn.
Yeah.
And then like the Bigfoot baby gets really aggressive when like the boy he was playing with pounds his chest King Kong style. And the like the because this was described in the first person by somebody who said it was their repressed memories. Mm. He said that like his vision got like staticky and weird when the Bigfoot started screaming, which is why he thought it was infrasound, even though at the time they didn't know what that was. And he said that it almost looked like the creature's face was melting, and that it appeared to have like canine teeth that were retractable.
Jeez.
Like when it would lower its like open its mouth all the way, its canine teeth would like eject. Distend, I guess.
Yeah.
Yes, extend. That's the word I was gonna say. Eject was the word that I the thing that I was trying to say but did not want.
Man,
to.
Man, I'm gonna eject these teeth.
Not a real word. Imagine that.
Stop
be crazy.
Talking about this child Bigfoot ejecting.
It's a weird situation, but yeah, I don't know. It's like it's a crazy story because that one. Like, that story, if, like, I recommended that Bob Gimlin thing, it's on there, and he has an interview with the guy who says that he, like, something happened to him, and he just started drawing, like, Bigfoots, and then he remembered, according to him, he remembered that all this stuff happened. Because, like, the next-door neighbor, who was, like, I guess miles down the road, shot the baby Bigfoot, and then they autopsied the baby Bigfoot. Well, because, like, the after this happened... The kid who was attacked in the barn, the dad, like, ran out shooting and the Bigfoots ran away. And so, like, they started behaving really hostily. They shot the baby Bigfoot and then they autopsied it. And there were, I don't remember what the deal was, but there were, like, some anomalies, abnormalities. And then he says the army and the Men in Black showed up to take the body. But that, like, they showed up separately. They're, like, they didn't get the same call that they... Like, they fought over who was going to get the corpse. And he, like, got in trouble at school for talking about this. I don't know. It's a crazy story. That's my insane. That is my presently my favorite Bigfoot, only because 12 feet tall and infrasound powers.
I think my favorite Bigfoot is Harry Henderson.
Yeah, isn't that the one where the guy in the suit was also the Predator?
Was he the Predator?
I'm pretty sure it's the same guy.
Hold on. I've been staring at this picture of Bigfoot shaking this woman's hands, and now I
just gotta look at anything but that.
Alright, Harry and the Hendersons. Let's see, the guy in the suit,
Yeah, Kevin Peter Hall, I am positive he was Predator.
Okay, yes. But, was he also the same man in the suit in the television show? Yes. Okay, yeah, you're right.
He was in Highway to Hell! Oh my, he was Charon! That's crazy. Okay. That's actually kind of awesome. Yeah, looking back at this, actually, he was in a lot of... Oh, he's in Misfits of Science! Yeah, he was in some good stuff, actually. I give him credit for that.
Huh. He's in Prophecy as the Mutant Bear.
Yeah, this guy had, like, a pretty cool career,
His first actually. Film role is the Mutant Bear in Prophecy. Fuck yes.
That's the one.
I like Mutant Bear, uncredited.
And then I like his wiki at the bottom. See also list of tallest people.
Oh.
So, Alan, what's your favorite Bigfoot?
Oh, I don't know. I'm anti-Harry. I like this big infrasound.
He does sound pretty fucking cool.
I also like the Bigfoot.
I also like the whole every fucking cryptid is a ghost.
Yeah.
Nessie is a ghost. Hold on.
I like the idea of, like, how do I put this? All the cryptids are really just like echoes from alternate planes of existence. They're the impression from a different layer.
Yeah,
the goblin universe.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Damn.
Yeah, okay, even if there's not a Bigfoot you like, is there at least a Bigfoot story that you like?
I'm thinking there's, I think I'd read one about this.
He was at Trader Vic's, right?
<That's>
like... Yeah. It's the Capre.
Yeah, I like the kind of the...
Yep.
Yeah, like, yeah, the Warren Zevon type of Bigfoot. Totally agreeable. Trying out a new parachute.
That explains why the call is a yoo-hoo.
Oh, yeah, okay, there we go. I like...
You like that lady doing Bigfoot calls?
Yeah. But
exactly.
Sure
I mean, it hasn't worked yet, but...
But they've heard a Bigfoot do it, and they know it. So, like the Bigfoot that is doing it.
Hasn't worked yet.
There is a if you guys check out that Bob Gimlin, though, there are some really crazy stories, because apparently all of his like videos are stories that people have sent to him of like their encounters. So allegedly they're all first person, or they're all what's the word for it? They're like primary source. And there are a few that are like Bigfoot is an alien stories in there. Bigfoot clutching a mysterious glowing orb and running away. But yeah.
I need a new fucking mount for my microphone.
You need a what for you? Oh, a mount.
Yeah.
I see.
Like these fucking, the elastic is so worn on this shock mount that right now my mic is like resting on the metal ring.
It's just sagging in there.
Yeah. Well, I guess plug mendations or is our favorite big feat is good enough.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, I agree.
My embarrassing.
Oh, you did say that.
Only... You have an embarrassing story?
Yeah, but I'm kind of proud of it because I did the right thing in the end.
Okay, what was your embarrassing story?
Well, it's related, yeah. So I was at this party thing, so it was a going away base, so I started drinking. And
oh, no.
There was a party game that I wasn't aware of. Does anyone know about Ask Peter?
No, I'm not familiar with this.
No.
So there's this ghost in the. I'm not going to say it's a demon, but you can talk to Peter.
Zozo?
No, I had many questions for Peter. So as soon as that happened, like two were like, I gotta go. This is evil. I'm not gonna be a part of this. So I'm like, no, I got questions for Peter. And I was like, Peter, what would make you happy? And they're like, about demon talk, like you know, like the monopter stand cash. Okay, fine. Peter, you are unbound. What do you want? Peter's like, I would. Then someone else asked a question. And Peter answered correctly. He's like, where am I from? Like, and they're like, oh no, they're freaking out. Like, no, I'm not done. And Peter, why was I wrongfully arrested? And then Peter just said like, I'm not going to talk to you. And then I said, what? And then I kept talking to Peter, and I was trying to help Peter become free and solve their trauma, and Peter wouldn't do. And I was trying to help Peter, reason with Peter, and it was revealed that Peter is a game. You type in the answers, and no one knows. Huh. And everyone knew it was fake. I started saying, no. They're like, what is Peter? Like, it's a demon. No, it's not a demon. Peter's an elemental. You can reason with it. Cameron got critiqued, and so did Parsons. I was trying to like talk to Peter, and people were looking like I'm crazy. And I'm going to drink a lot less.
I am sorry that you took something seriously and applied an at least vaguely scientific method to it and were taken advantage of.
Hey, man.
I did the right thing. I wanted to help.
You're all trying to be on the cutting edge and do real science.
No, because imagine what the hell would be. If you have all the knowledge of the world and you're bound to answer, like, computer.
Does Becky like me?
Exactly. I would say you need a real... Do you like you? You're right, I don't. There's a lot to... See, I would be helped.
Can I get you out of the computer by just hitting print?
Is the control print screen?
Yeah.
You duplicate Peter.
Print Peter.
Oh no.
Printer jam.
Like you to take a picture of Peter and then you duplicate it.
Okay.
Peter said, "Don't trust Alan."
My God.
I have a photo.
Well, I mean, I do kind of agree with Peter.
I agree to them, too. I said, well, in their defense, I'm a...
I said, don't trust him completely.
Yeah, so I was reasonable. Peter is afraid of their emotions.
Well, now, since we're rambling, I'm just going to hit end on this record. Goodbye, there everybody.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye, Peter.